this. I do anything, right? It's our test to see if your friends and family really would do anything for you, right? They have 30 seconds to pass this test that we put them through. And when we say anything, we really mean anything, don't we, Joe?
Anything.
I mean, that's definitely even included in today's, because we've got Cockney Cliff on. He wants to test his mate, Teresa, who he's became great friends with since he's moved to the Midlands. So you are good mates then, Cliff?
We've become really good friends with him. I mean, every Christmas they're here on Boxing Day. You know, we go out every two or three weeks for a curry or a meal or something like that. So, really, really good friend. She would do absolutely anything for me, and she knows that I used to be a stripper.
Right, and so that's part of what we're going to do in the prank today, isn't it, Cliff? So,
yes,
she knows you used to be a stripper, she's a great mate of yours, and she said she would do anything for you, but I suppose we need to run the test, don't we, Joe?
Can you give us a quick run-through of exactly what you're going to ask her to do, just a brief thing so we can brace ourselves, Cliff?
What I'm going to say is, because Poshbird, my other half, Nikki, has always asked me to start bringing a regular good income like I used to when, yes, all right, I was a DJ around the world and I also took my clothes off for fun.
So you used to be a male stripper?
No, I was more of an exhibitionist, should we say.
Right, that's enough detail. So what are you going to ask her?
It's to do with stripping then, okay.
Right, basically, what I'm going to ask Teresa to do, because I don't want Nikki to find out that I've started stripping again. What I need Teresa to do is to store my hat, boots and spurs so Nikki doesn't get too suspicious.
Your stripper attire.
So she store your stripper outfit so your wife doesn't find out? Right, bear in mind, Cliff, because I know you can talk, you have only got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put it to the test. We'll go quiet.
Right, good luck.
Hello?
Teresa's Cliff.
Hello, Cliff. You come up as unknown.
Yeah, I know. I'm withholding my number because of certain reasons which you're going to find out very, very soon. Listen.
Okay.
I need a favour. You know, Nikki's always asking me to get back bringing loads and loads of money, i.e. DJing.
Yeah.
What I haven't actually said, well, me and a couple of boys just started stripping again. Last Saturday, I went out shopping with Nikki as usual. Opened the boot up, forgetting that I had my hat, boots and spurs, and opened the boot up and Nikki went, oh yeah, what's going on? So, I don't want her to find out, basically, what I'm doing. Can I ask a favour? Can I put all my strippers' gears, i.e. officer and gentleman, fireman, policeman, cowboy and all the others, in your garage for about 2 weeks?
Yeah, of course you can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Teresa would lie to her mate for you, Cliff. She would do anything for you, pal.
Told ya.
Teresa, hello, we're Joe and Sparky from Free Radio.
Oh, no.
And we were testing your friendship to see whether you would do anything for lied boy Cliff. Cowboy Cliff.
I didn't get a smile today. I was just about to say, I don't want to lie to Nikki. Are you going to tell her in 2 weeks' time?
Thing is, though, Teresa, you didn't say that, so you've been very naughty. It's a success for you, though, Cliff. Well done, sweetheart.